Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about how Trump is losing some of them, his core group of voters, that core base, and why a certain issue is so difficult for Republicans to navigate. We're going to talk about statistics, and it's an interesting one because it's going to require the majority of people who watch this channel to step outside of their own beliefs and look at something from a different point of view. So we are definitely talking about how Republicans caught the car. This topic has come in a bunch of different ways, but we're going to use an example that happened to a friend of mine. He was talking to this person who we know. And this person we know, they're Republican, super Republican, like Trump stickers, Trump flags. I think he's an evangelical. He says that he's not voting for Trump now because he's a single issue voter. And he views Trump as a, quote, sellout. Because Trump is, according to him, in favor of a 15-week ban. Now, I went back and looked. There's reporting in February that says that he privately said that he was in favor of a 16-week ban. So we're going to use that because that's what the reporting says. You, most people watching this channel, you're in favor of reproductive rights, family planning, all of that stuff. You hear a 16-week ban, and you're like, no, no way, absolutely not. Here's the thing. Those people who are in favor of restrictions, and they truly believe in this cause, and this is their single issue, they're also saying, no, no way. Why? If you're a single-issue voter, if you have a cause that is near and dear to your heart, you know a lot about it. There's a whole bunch of people watching this channel who are very unhappy with how Biden has handled the Middle East. I would be willing to bet that most of you would be able to give me an estimate as to the number of lost that's pretty close. They're the same way. They know the numbers. So, using numbers from 2021 from the CDC, why 2021? Because it's before Dobbs, and that's going to become important in a minute. Using those numbers, if you enacted a 16-week ban, what percentage of procedures would you stop? Take a guess. I can't tell you exactly, because the CDC numbers, their milestone is 13 weeks. So if it was at 13 weeks sooner, it would stop about a little more than 6%. It's not good enough for them. That's why they're mad. Now, back in March, Carrie Lake, out in Arizona, she said she believed that the issue would settle somewhere between 15 and 24 weeks. Let's take 20 weeks, because that's kind of in the middle of that, and that's one of the CDC milestones. If it was a 20-week ban, what percentage would it stop? About 1. About 1%. And this part is anecdotal. This isn't part of the CDC numbers. But from what I understand, most of that 1%, those would be exemptions, like moms at risk. So a 20-week ban is basically throwing away Dobbs. It's going back to that. And for this group of people, that was their big win. And Republicans who are embracing the more moderate ideas, they're throwing that win away in the eyes of that core single-issue voter group. At 24 weeks, I have no idea what it would be. So this is why this issue is so difficult for Republicans. The moderate position, it's as if Dobbs never happened. Sure, they might appeal to some independents that way, but they lose that core base, that activated base that has supported them for so long because they're unhappy with it. If they go the other way and they go to those really early ones, well, they lose the independents. They need both to win. This is what happens when you're the dog that caught the car. For a very long time, the Republican Party fused with this cause. They made it their thing. Now they have the power to do something about it, and they're not doing anything. In the eyes of that group, they're not doing anything. Because what's being proposed, it doesn't accomplish what they wanted. I'm sure there are Democratic Party members who can relate to this. So the thing to keep in mind is that, well, the person we know, no, I definitely believe him when he says he's not voting for him now. But I would imagine that most single-issue voters like this, they would probably still vote Republican. But it might cost a point or two. And if you're a candidate who, hypothetically speaking, already lost to the person you're running against once, you need every point you can get. If you're in a competitive district, you need every point you can get. This has put them in a position where they have no clue how to navigate it. Because if they go after the independents, they will certainly lose some of their base. If they appease their base, they will certainly lose independents. They're in a tough spot. And to understand why, you have to understand these numbers. Because that single issue voting block, they know these. They absolutely know these. So that's what's going on. That's why there is so much turmoil in the Republican Party. Because they made so many promises for so long. And now they're finding out they're really hard to keep. And if they don't keep them, they know that some of their base is going to look at them like they sold out. And in this case, it's something that they view as moral. In some cases, it's an edict from God. They're in a tough spot. This is going to play more in this election. This issue is going to play more in 2024 than I think people are giving it credit for. Because right now, most people are focused on the independents. Understand, if the Republican Party appeases them, they've got a whole new issue on their hands. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.